Art Scholes presents the Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Week, Player of the Year Awards Ceremony. Tonight, we'll spotlight some of the best girls and boys high school basketball players in the Scholes area, and you'll hear from the players themselves as they accept their awards. Now, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Florence, here's tonight's host, Jordan Campbell.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in to another Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year ceremony live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Florence Boulevard. I'm Jordan Campbell. Alongside me, my program director, my broadcast partner, my partner in crime, Chuck Hammer. And Chuck, what a phenomenal season we had this year. When you think about high school basketball in the Scholes area, we had a state champion. We had another one get to the Final Four. We had battles throughout the entire season between a lot of these teams, all of them having their own chances of making it to the Final Four, making it to the semifinals, making it to Hanceville. What a phenomenal season we had all year long.
Yeah, an absolute phenomenal season. We had teams that really shocked us, teams that did things that they had never done before, and it cemented in my mind and should cement in everyone's mind that basketball in this area, especially the Scholes area, is second to none in the entire state.
Absolutely. One of the things, Chuck, we always want to do when we get one of these ceremonies started is we want to thank the coaches and we want to thank the players first. We want to thank you for being here tonight. Your presence is greatly appreciated, but we also want to thank you for the access that you give us to your programs throughout the season. We call coaches, we bug coaches, say, what time is the tip time for tonight? Do you have a starting lineup? Can you give me some statistics? We're bothering them all season long, and they are helping us out to the best of their abilities, and we want to say thank you to the players, thank you to the coaches for allowing us to be a small part of your season. And Chuck, really, as we get things started, I want to take a look primarily, I think it's a great place to start, when you think about the state champion Rogers High School Lady Pirates. We talked about them before the season began and said, look, they've got a chance to do something special. At that time, we didn't know what that was going to be. Of course, we knew that Desher was going to stand in their way. We knew that Wilson was going to stand in their way. 4A Area 16 is always tough, but I don't know that we knew how special this group could be.
Yeah, and don't forget Central in that same.
That's right, Central as well.
It was a very tough area, and you know it was a magical season for Rogers, and we knew it was going to be a tough battle for that area, and what a season it was for Rogers. And really, I think we went back and looked at our power rankings from week one, and we had Rogers third, I believe it was, and boy, by the end of the year, they made believers out of us on a magical run and doing some things that they had never done before and getting to Hanceville and then going to Birmingham for the first time and not just getting there, but winning the entire thing.
When you think about things on the boys' side, obviously Muscle Shoals had a great run as well, making it to the Final Four, but probably the team that I think was most jaw-dropping all season long as far as their high-flying acrobatics had to be the Florence Falcons, man. What a fun season they had. If you had a chance to watch this team play, you know what I'm talking about. They had three or four different guys who could play above the rim. They could knock it down from distance, and that Florence Falcon team was fun to watch. And we actually got to talk to Charlie Champagne the other day. He reiterated those statements saying it was fun to play on. But all throughout the season, we saw threes being made. We saw guys who could throw it down. We had a ton of fun. And, man, Chuck, when you think about basketball season in the Scholes area, I don't know if I've had more fun broadcasting and commentating on games and talking to those coaches as I've had this season.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, you look at the rivalries in this area, good basketball all the way around, and you go back to that Florence team, what a regular season they had. Of course, it didn't end the way they wanted to down there in Hanceville, but they played well, and they've got a lot of players that are going to graduate. They're going to bring some guys back. They should be set for the future. But, man, boys basketball this year was a whole lot of fun to call as well.
Absolutely. So just to tell you how things are going to run tonight, first for the people who are in the restaurant and the people who may be tuning in on our airwaves, we're going to go through week by week. We're going to bring the players up week by week as we're going to take a time out here in just a little bit, and we'll bring those players up. We'll talk to them for a little bit, and we'll go week one through week five and then week six through week 10. At the end, we will also, of course, crown our players of the year. We'll have one boy and one girl, and we'll get all that started here in just a moment. But, Chuck, one thing that I do want to talk about, when you think about basketball season this past year, you had so many teams who had an opportunity to do what, for example, Rogers did. We talked about all the teams, boys and girls, who could get down to Birmingham and play. And I don't know, Chuck, I've been doing this for 3 years, going on 3 years now in various aspects. I really and truly don't know if we've had more talent at one time across Lauderdale and Colbert County in the gyms as we've had this season. Some of the guys and some of the girls who come to mind, it just blows you away what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah, and look, some years it's more top-heavy than others, but this year it was deep. We saw a lot of teams that in any other given year, they may have had a chance to go down there and do something special. But it's deep, it's tough, it's competitive, it's exactly what you want. And that speaks to the coaches, the players, the parents, and everybody that supports these programs.
Now, Chuck, we are doing something a little differently here to get the ceremony started than we usually do. Now, if you're a fan of Fox Sports Shoals, if you like us on Facebook, which I'm going to plug shamelessly here, like us on Facebook, you know that throughout the season, not only do we name a player of the week for the boys and the girls, we also name a scholar athlete of the week. Now, this could be not only for basketball, but it goes all the way through football season up until this point. And, Chuck, we are going to present a couple athletes with the scholar athletes of the week. So on behalf of the University Chevy Buick GMC Corporation, the COO of Greenway Automotive Group, Casey Coffey, is going to come up here, and he is going to present our Scholar Athletes of the Year. First up from Rogers High School, Avery Glover. Now, of course, for the people in the restaurant behind me, you could see what Avery accomplished. A 4.28 GPA, I did not even know was possible. I got nowhere close to that. And, Chuck, I can go ahead and speak for you. You got nowhere close to that.
No, nowhere close, Trevor.
Well, so Avery has received this scholarship from the University Chevy Buick GMC Group. And, of course, that's going to be a $1,000 scholarship for her heading forward. So congratulations to Avery Glover from Rogers High School. On the boys' side, our Scholar Athlete of the Year is Justin Timmons from Cherokee High School. And I know Justin is a football player, does different things there at Cherokee High School, and he gets to play for Limus McDonald. That has to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, playing for Limus McDonald, and as we always, when we talk about Limus, does a little bit of everything out there at Cherokee. But, you know, when I talked to Limus about this young man, had a lot of glowing things to say about him, a very deserving winner of this year's Scholar Athlete of the Year.
Absolutely. So congratulations to Avery Glover and Justin Timmons, our University Chevy Buick GMC Scholar Athletes of the Year, and we want to thank Casey Coffey for coming up and presenting that. Thank you so much. Of course, we will continue to do this, hopefully, throughout the future, and you can keep up with that. We'll try and talk about them on Shoals Sports Talk as well as put up those pictures each and every week on our Facebook page. Chuck, it is time for us to take our first time out of the ceremony. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout here. When we come back, we will get started with our week one players of the week. And you are listening to the Buffalo Wild Wings Fox Sports Shoals Player of the Year ceremony. Welcome back into our Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year basketball ceremony at Buffalo Wild Wings on Florence Boulevard here. Let's go ahead and get things started with some of our athletes. Week one.
Week one. Emma James, Colbert Heights High School. Duke Taylor, Colbert County High School.
So we get the ceremony started. Our week one athletes, of course, Emma James from Colbert Heights, played for her father, Brad James, there. She's a senior. And listen to some of the things that Emma James accomplished during her career. 24.7 points per game. This season, 24.7 points per game, 85% from the free throw line. She shot 36% from deep, led the school to their first 20-win season in school history, and she broke or tied 9 school records. Now, of course, for Colbert County, Duke Taylor had a phenomenal senior season as well, 19.8 points per game. He had 5 assists per game, 3 rebounds per game, and scored a total of 496 points. And we'll start off with you, Duke. You've got the microphone there. You played for Coach LeMaster at Colbert County. What was it like getting to play for him? What kind of coach is he?
He was a really laid-back coach. He focused on the fundamentals for real, for real. You know, we didn't practice long. We just went over the stuff we had to go over and got out of there for real.
Got you. Now, you're a multi-sport guy. I know you play football. You play basketball. Do you play baseball as well?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So Duke Taylor is an actual Indian. He's a Colbert County Indian because he does everything. I've never seen anybody do as much as he does. What is your favorite sport, Duke?
Football.
Football, without a doubt, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Well, you had a phenomenal senior season. Congratulations on being our week one boy for this season. Now, Emma, we're going to ask you a couple questions as well. Emma, you got to play for your father, and, of course, you played a couple sports for him. Is that tough for you?
He's definitely hard on me, but I think he knows my potential, so he just wants the best for me. And my dad and Coach Willis are two of the best coaches, the wisest coaches that I know, so we're really lucky to have them.
When you take a look at some of the things that your team was able to accomplish this season, and of course you had a number of phenomenal accomplishments on your own, before the season began, did you guys know that you could get to 20 wins and accomplish some of the things that you did?
That was our goal all season. After every practice, every game, we would always break it down on 20 because that was our goal. We wanted to do something that hadn't been done before, and we wanted to make history.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you this. You played in some great games this season. What was the best atmosphere you can remember?
Probably the 20th win, because everybody knew that this would probably be our 20th win. So that was just a really special feeling to make that accomplishment that we had been working for.
Now, you're a multi-sport athlete as well. I know you play volleyball, basketball, softball. What's your favorite sport?
I can't pick between them.
Oh,
I love them all.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Well, I want to congratulate both of you for being our week one players. Before you get out of here, I want to ask both of you, did you have a favorite player in the NBA, WNBA, college basketball that maybe you modeled your game after, somebody like that? What about you, Emma?
I love Curry.
Curry. You're a Steph Curry. Well, I mean, with 36% from the three-point line, that makes sense. All right. What about you, Duke? Did you have a certain player?
John Wall.
You like John Wall? Got it. Well, see, if you haven't got to watch Duke play or you didn't see him play, Duke's the kind of guy who likes to get inside and score. So that makes absolutely perfect sense. Duke Taylor and Emma James, our week one players of the year. Thank you, guys. Congratulations. Moving on, week two.
Week two, Torrey Walker, Wilson High School. Jake Baxter Hall, Shoals Christian School.
So as Torrey and Jake make their way up here, Torrey this season, 12.2 points per game, 7.3 rebounds per game. She also had 76 steals this season and 18 blocks, and she also signed to play collegiately at Wallace State Community College. And I know, I believe Jake is making his way up here. Jake had 20.3 points per game this season, 4.7 rebounds per game, 3.7 assists per game. He also averaged a little over two and a half steals per game and had a game high of 42. So, Torrey, since you're sitting there, we will start with you, asking you a couple questions. So, well, I guess we'll start with Jake. Jake took the microphone. He wants to be in charge. No, it's okay. It's all right. You keep it. So, Jake, you got to play for your dad at Shoals Christian this season. Same question I asked Emma. Was that difficult?
It could be, but it was a blessing, really.
Right. Now, when you think about playing at Shoals Christian this season, obviously you had, I know, a seventh grader who was playing a lot for you guys. You had a couple other seniors, sophomores. How did you, as obviously the producer on this team, how did you go into games? What was your mindset?
I always knew I had to be in attack mode at all times and do the best thing for my team.
Well, you absolutely did that when you take a look at 20.3 points per game. I mean, also to go along with that, it's not like you were a ball hog. You also had just under 4 assists per game as well. So how much work did you put in this past offseason going into this year to make yourself a legitimate player?
Tons of work, almost every day.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations on being our Week 2 Boys Player of the Week. We will ask Torrey a couple questions. Now, Torrey, you signed to play collegiately at Wallace State, and that's volleyball, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I thought. But you also were a force on the basketball court as well. Going into the season, we had high expectations for your squad of what you could accomplish. Did you guys fill those expectations? Did you put expectations on yourself?
We definitely put expectations on ourselves, but, of course, we didn't reach the goal that we really wanted to. Our goal mainly this year was to get to Hansville, but we came up short, of course, and I couldn't ask anything better from our team. We had a great season.
When you think about playing for Coach Oakley, what was that like for you?
He's an amazing coach. You couldn't get anyone better than him. He's always pushing you mentally, physically, on and off the court.
Now, you played in that tough 4A Area 16 that we talked about. It was Wilson, Deschler, Central, and Rogers. And what a phenomenal, I guess you would say, area. We had so much fun calling those games, watching those games. What was it like going into battle so many times against these girls that, A, you've played against your entire career, and, B, I mean, going into every game, you really knew nothing about who was going to win?
Definitely. Every game, every area game, it didn't matter if it was Central, Deschler, Rogers. It did not matter. We always went in thinking this is just another game. Think about it as you don't know who's going to win. Just think about it as it's a game that you're going to have to fight and use everything you have and the best of your ability to win this game.
All right, Torrey, I'll ask you this, and then Jake, I'll ask you this. What was, I guess you would say, the highlight for you this past season?
My highlight was probably, my game was probably a Clements game. because it was one of my most high-scoring games, and we just – that game, I just remember us really clashing together, and we just really worked together.
Gotcha. All right, Jake, same question for you. A memorable moment from the season.
There was one game in December where I scored 42 points.
Okay. All right. How did you go about scoring 42 points? I mean, that's not easy to do.
I don't know. I just kind of did it.
Just sometimes the basket, you know, is huge, right?
Yeah.
All right, got it. Well, our week two players of the week, Torrey Walker and Jay Call, congratulations. Next up, we've got week three.
Week three, Maddie Krieger, Rogers High School. Bryson Parrish, Wilson High School.
As Maddie and Bryson make their way up here, of course, Maddie, a freshman at Rogers High School, 14.1 points per game. She shot over 37%, 38.3% from three-point land. She also averaged 2.8 rebounds per game and 2.5 assists per game. She also had just shy of 2 steals per game. Bryson Parrish for the Wilson Warriors, 18.3 points per game and 7.5 rebounds per game. And we've got Bryson and Maddie up here. Bryson, congratulations, my man. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you're a junior. I know that, right? Yes, you didn't play your sophomore season, correct?
No, sir.
Why not?
Just had some other things to focus on, really try to get better and get stronger.
So what made you want to play your junior year?
Just having my friends out there. I mean, Coach Powder's a great coach to play for, you know. Just you want to get out there and you want to play with your guys and compete with them.
Well, I know one of the things that, and Chuck and I got to broadcast a couple of your games, you're a big guy as far as you've got some height, you're a strong guy, but you also could shoot the rock. I mean, you had to know going into the season, like, all right, this is my time, baby, right?
You always kind of have to have that in your mind, but not so much that way.
Now, I know you play football and baseball, basketball as well. Out of those three, do you have a favorite sport?
Baseball, for sure.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. I figured you were going to say that. So when you think back on this season, what was, I guess you would say, one of the things that will stick with you forever?
Just the camaraderie that we had. You know, we were a really tight-knit group of people. I mean, we loved each other. We were best friends on the court and off the court. So, I mean, just having that in the locker room and on the court as well, and also just outside of school. It's just awesome to have that with your friends.
Now, do you have a certain game that comes to mind for you, a certain game where maybe you scored a lot of points or your guys were just clicking, something like that comes to mind for you?
I think it was definitely the Lexington game at Lexington. You know, it just everything was clicking personally and as a team. You know, everything was just going great.
Well, congratulations on being our week three boy. We'll ask Maddie a couple questions now. Now, Maddie, you come from a basketball family. Of course, your father is the varsity boys coach there at Rogers. And how much of an influence did he have on you going into the season and throughout your life, I guess?
Yeah, he's probably my biggest influence in the game. You know, he's the one who got me started playing. And he works with me all summer. He got me started playing AAU. And he's actually our assistant coach on my AAU team. So, yeah, he just helps me work on whatever he thinks I need to work on. Taught me how to shoot, taught me how to handle the ball, just taught me all the fundamentals you need to know. So he's great to have around.
Now, before the season began, as I mentioned in our intro, we talked about girls basketball, guys basketball, and we knew that your team was going to have a chance to do something special. We just didn't know what that was going to be, and it ended up being winning a state championship. How far into the season did it take for your team to realize we've got what it takes to actually win this thing?
I mean, it took a little bit, but I mean, not that far, because even in preseason, we knew that we had basically everybody back from the year before, and we had put in a lot of work, so we knew we could be special. It just, you know, it finally clicked for us, and we started playing really good as a team. So, I mean, it was just a really special year.
Now, you play for Blake Prestige. What is it like playing for him? And I know Coach Prestige is here, so be careful, because you've got, what, 3 more years to play for him?
He's an awesome coach. He pushes us so hard every day. He pushes me to be the best player I can be. And, you know, just it was so much fun to play for him. And we have great assistant coaches, too. And they game plan so well. It's just awesome to play for him.
Now, obviously, winning a state championship, being in that atmosphere, playing in that game was big for you. But you had another big game, I believe, in the finals at regional, if I'm not mistaken. I may be mistaken on that one. But just talk about the playoff run, what it was like for your team, and how much fun you had.
It was definitely a lot of fun, great memories, just because we had never been there before. And, you know, you just you just got to not let the pressure and the moment get big, too big for you. So, you know, just everybody had to focus on doing their job and doing everything right and playing how we knew we could play. But our coaches did a great job in just helping us handle that situation and just play the best we can. So it was great.
Well, Maddie, Bryson, congratulations. Your week three players of the week, Maddie Krieger from Rogers High School and Bryson Parrish from Wilson. Moving on, our week four players of the week.
Week four, Sarah Pocket, Muscle Shoals High School. Titus Griffin, Covenant Christian School.
You take a look at what both of these young athletes accomplished. Sarah Puckett, 19.1 points per game this season, 8.7 rebounds per game, 2.4 assists per game, and 2.1 steals per game. And you take a look at what Titus Griffin accomplished, 20.6 points per game, 6.6 rebounds, just under 2.5 assists per game, just under 3 steals per game, and he shot 43% from the floor. And Titus is up here along with Sarah, so Titus, we'll start with you. You think about Covenant Christian basketball. As far as a legacy goes, you guys are laying the foundation as it stands right now for all the generations to come behind you. You have done some phenomenal things under Coach Waldrop. Going into the season, what were your expectations for yourself?
We just had to – it wasn't just for me, though, but as the team, we expected to get to Hansville for the first time and compete for a chance to go to Birmingham.
Now, you're a junior, and you have a little brother who plays on the team as well. Now, I would imagine at the Griffin household, one-on-one games are pretty intense, right?
They can be.
What has it been like playing with your brother? And you have an older brother as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a great experience and makes my dad real happy to see us out there playing together. And it's just memories we'll cherish forever.
You know, one of the things being at a 1A school, you play tougher competition, bigger competition. Mm-hmm. You're playing 4A, 5A schools. I know you beat Aniana. I believe it was at their place, one of those big-time wins for you this season. Did you feel all season, did your team feel like maybe you weren't getting the respect that you deserved?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We just earned more respect this year and got more recognition in the area than years past.
But now that you've gotten a taste of some success, how much do you want to go even further next season?
There's a bunch of us that are working to get to Birmingham next year.
Gotcha. Working to get to Birmingham. I like it. Well, congratulations, Titus. And sitting beside you, Sarah Puckett. And, of course, we told you some of the accomplishments of Sarah, so we'll ask her a few questions here. Sarah, when you think about this team, when you think about this season, you started off a little slow. It picked up. At what point could you tell that you were gelling and getting things clicking in the right direction?
It was at this Christmas tournament at James Clemens. And the first game we played, we really just hit it off and started well. And that was just the turning point in our season.
Now, you don't step into many gyms where people haven't already scouted you, don't know what it's like. I mean, people know who you are. So what was it like for you this season, stepping into ball games, knowing that you were going to get a lot of attention from opposing teams, double teams, triple teams at times?
I just went in, you know, just being confident in how I play and who I am and when I play, and just to take on that challenge and just play with my team and just have fun.
Now, who has been your biggest influence in the game of basketball?
Probably my dad.
Your dad. What is it about him that influences you?
Well, he always, like, as a kid, he just always pushed me to go hard and stuff. And my mom did, too, and he just really taught me the game of basketball, I guess.
Now, you're just a sophomore. You got a couple more years of eligibility left. What do you and the girls on your team want to accomplish going forward?
We really want to get back to Hansville and get past that point and just go as far as we can go and just have fun and play as a team.
Well, Sarah Puckett, Titus Griffin, congratulations. Before I let you go, I've asked everybody else this. I'm going to ask you as well. Is there a certain game that comes to mind from this past season, something that will stick with you forever?
Probably the Madison Academy game at home, because when we went there, we just did not play well at all. But then we got to beat them in overtime. So it was just a very good moment.
Gotcha. Titus, what about you? Is there a certain game that comes to mind?
Our first win at Hansville. It was the school's first win at Hansville, so...
That was special. Yeah. Well, congratulations. We've got a couple more years of basketball from both of you. Looking forward to it, and congratulations again, okay?
Thank you.
the last week that we will take a look at before we take a timeout, week five.
Week five, Olivia Reagan, Covenant Christian School. Dusty Cullen, Brooks High School.
When you take a look at what Olivia Reagan accomplished this season, 14.6 points per game, 30% from three-point land, 365 total points on the season, and her squad, they amassed 18 wins on the year. And, of course, Dusty Quillen from Brooks High School, 16 points per game, 6 rebounds a game, 4 assists per game, 31% from the three-point line, 56-6 was your team record as a junior and a senior. And so, Dusty, you've got the microphone first. We'll start off asking you a couple questions. Last year you played in 5A. This year you go back to 4A. What was the biggest difference between 5A competition and 4A competition?
To me, it was about the same, but it's just you'll see different players and different type of players and the play styles of how they play. And, like, 5A, I'd say it's a little bit faster than 4A, but it was just about the same, though.
When you take a look at what your team accomplished throughout the regular season last year, how much, I guess you would say, did you guys believe in yourself to do something big time this year?
We were really young last year, and we had a lot of success. So we thought that, like, if we worked harder in the summer and in the preseason, we'd be a lot more better this year, in which it worked most of it. Like, we should have went further than – or I think we should have went further than we did, but it just ended – not in the way that we wanted it to, but, yeah.
Now, you play for Brian Wright at Brooks High School. What's it like playing for him?
It's exciting. He's like real laid back, but sometimes he can get aggressive and start yelling at us and just make us run. But other than that, I like him.
So you guys accomplished a lot through your junior year and your senior year. What do you want to say to the younger players that still have more Brooks Lions basketball left in front of them?
It's going to take all of them to work together and make each other better instead of just one person working by himself. Because you're better as a team than have one person on the team doing all the work.
Awesome. All right. Dusty, we'll ask you a question here in just a minute, but we want to ask Olivia some now. Olivia, you got to play for Bill Diggin. And Bill Diggin is one of my favorite coaches across all sports. He's a legend in this area. What's it like playing for Coach Diggin today?
It's a lot of fun, and he always wants us to be the best that we can be and just push us to be the best we can be. And it's just a lot of fun playing with him and practicing with him. And he always does, like, this little one-on-one games and five-on-five during practice, and that's always really fun.
What was the best atmosphere that you played in this year? Was there a certain game that the gym was packed, your fans were loud, their fans were loud? Is there something like that comes to mind?
It was probably our last regular season game of the season. We were doing really good. We were playing Sheffield, and I got, like, 6 threes in a row, I believe. And that was just really fun getting to play and shoot. So
6 threes in a row. All right. I think there's not a basketball coach out there who wouldn't take 6 threes in a row. Now, what do you want to say to your parents? What have they meant to you throughout your life?
They always support me and come to all my games, and they're always in the crowd cheering me on and taking pictures, and they're always there supporting me, and all of my family's always there, my aunts and my uncles and my grandparents, and I'm just very thankful for them.
So you're just a sophomore. You've got a couple more years left. What do you guys want to accomplish at Covenant Christian?
Probably win an area.
Win an area. All right. Dusty, I'll ask you one more question for you. We let you go and have a seat. Most memorable game you played in this year?
Probably the Rogers game. Because I have a lot of friends from the Rogers team, and because we played AAU this summer. Well, they were just all talking and stuff. I just scored 27 points on them.
All right, well, Harris Anderton's sitting somewhere over here, so Harris, I didn't say it, he did. Congratulations to our Week 5 Players of the Week, Olivia Reagan and Dusty Quillen. Time for us to take a 2-minute timeout. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, week 6 through week 10, and after that, we will be crowning our Boys and Girls Player of the Year. This is the Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year ceremony presented by Fox Sports Shoals. We'll be right back. Welcome back into our Fox Sports Shoals Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year ceremony at Buffalo Wild Wings on Florence Boulevard. Let's get right back to it with our Week 6 players.
Week 6, Laura Lee Keener, Central High School. Avery Thrasher, Mars Hill Bible School.
You take a look at what both of these athletes accomplished. Laura Lee Keener from Central, 15.5 points per game this season. She shot 36% from three-point land. She went over the 1,000 career point mark this season. She had 56 steals and averaged 4 rebounds per game and had a game high of 34. Avery Thrasher from Morris Hill, 22.6 points per game. He also had 4 rebounds per game to go along with 83.7 from the free throw line, and he has the most threes in a game in school history. Avery, we'll start off with you, buddy. When you think about this season, and I'll give you that. There you go. When you think about this season going into the year playing for Jim South, what were your expectations for you and your team?
Well, Marshall's always a good basketball team, so we expected, you know, like last year, to go to Hansville and keep that streak going, and we did, but we got a late start because of football team. But,
I know, stupid football team had to win a state championship. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But we did what we wanted to do.
What was it like playing for Coach South?
Well, since he's my uncle, it's, you know, right across the street. He knows everything I'm doing, all the work that goes in. But it's fun playing for him.
Now, I would consider you, and I would describe you, if I was telling somebody about Avery Thrasher, the basketball player, I would first say deadeye. I mean, you're knocking down threes all the time. Talk about what it took for you to become such a prolific three-point shooter.
Well, all the nights in the driveways, spending 2-3 hours a day shooting, you know, everywhere, every day, you know, just repetition and doing it every day.
All right, of course, I've asked all our other players this. Most memorable game for you this past season?
Probably against Covenant Christian, scoring 40 points and the competitiveness that was in the air and going back and forth. It was, the atmosphere was great, and it was a fun game.
Well, it's been fun to watch you play high school basketball the past 2 seasons. Congratulations, and best of luck in whatever you decide to do going forward, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so you've got Laura Lee Keener from Central High School here. Now, Laura Lee, I would also describe you as a deadeye. Catch and shoot. You've got that dribble move in the corner that gets everybody off. Talk about playing with your sister. How much fun is that for you?
I love it. We argue a lot, though, but I love playing with her, and she's a great player, too, so.
When you think about this season, and of course you're playing in that tough 4A area, 16, you knew the competition was going to be stout, as it always is and it always has been for you. How excited were you to face off against some really good teams each and every night?
I love competition. So, you know, you got Abby Hawley, Maddie Krieger, and Tori Walker, and they're all great players. So you walk in, and every night you just want to compete, win or lose.
Now, what's it like playing for Coach Lanier?
I love him. He's a great coach. And I'm just blessed that he came to Central.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you come from a basketball family as well, right? What sort of influence has your dad had on you when it comes to the game?
He always encourages me, gives me advice, and he critiques my game, and he tells me what I need to work on.
All right, most memorable game for you this past season?
I would say the Morris Hill game of the county tournament. A lot of people will say how many points they scored and all that stuff, but that game we really clicked as a team, and we started playing a lot better game.
You got one more year of basketball in front of you. What do you want to accomplish your senior season?
I want to make it out of the area, and it's going to be tough, but if we work hard, I think we can do it.
Well, congratulations to you both on phenomenal seasons, and we're pulling for you guys and whatever you do next, okay? I know you've got another year, and Avery, you're graduating, so congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
All right, moving on, week 7.
Week 7, Kiara Summerhill, Waterloo High School. Mark Sears, Muscle Shoals High School.
When you take a look at Kiara Summerhill, what she accomplished this season, 13.4 points per game. She shot 41% from the field. She averaged 7.7 rebounds per game and also had 39 steals. Mark Sears from Muscle Shoals High School, 22.5 points per game, 4.6 assists per game, 8.1 rebounds per game, and he also had an appearance at the Final Four with the Muscle Shoals Trojans. Now, unfortunately, Mark is not going to be able to join us tonight. We learned of that today, and I'm not sure why he's not here, but Mark had a phenomenal season. But Kiara is here, and Kiara, we want to ask you a few questions. So when you think about this season, first year, I believe, playing at Waterloo High School for Coach Lambert, what was that like for you? How much fun did you have?
I had plenty of fun. It was something different coming from a 4A school to a smaller school, so I had to adapt to different things, like coming in playing outside sometimes guards when I've been playing post player for as long as I've been playing. So
right. Now, you put up a lot of points. You had a lot of production this season. What was your mindset heading into every game?
Just going in and doing my job so me and my team can get a win every game.
Gotcha. So when you think about this past season out at Waterloo, what is something that I guess you would say stands out to you? Was it the relationship with your teammates? Was it the road trips that you had? Was it practices? Was it certain games? What stands out the most to you about this past season?
I guess the practice is most.
Why is that?
It's because, like, when I came in, I didn't know how everything was going to be different. And, like, all my teammates made me feel like I was accepted. Like, so I didn't have to worry about certain things. No right. matter, like, what I was used to, it was all different. So things changed.
Is there anything that you want to say to, I guess you would say, your fellow students who came out, supported you, cheered for you all season long?
Just want to tell them thank you for supporting me and believing that I can do certain things when I thought I couldn't.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there a game that stands out to you from this past season?
Playing Wilson.
Why Wilson?
Because I've played them all of my life, and then not playing them throughout the season, and then coming and getting better because they're really good.
Yeah.
So coming and playing against people that I knew how they played, and they got better, and it helped me.
All right, Kiara, you're a junior, so you've got another year left, if I'm not mistaken. What do you and the Cougars want to accomplish your senior season?
Get to state.
Get to state. I like it. Well, congratulations on a great junior season, and we hope to see you back next year, okay? This is Kiara Summerhill from Waterloo High School, and, of course, Mark Sears not able to attend tonight. Moving on from that, we have our Week 8 players.
Week 8, Abby Holly, Deschler High School. Kadarius Thompson, Florence High School.
You take a look at what Abby Holly accomplished her senior season, 11 points per game. She shot 34% from the field, 6.4 assists per game, and she also had averaged 4 rebounds per game. Kadarius Thompson for the Florence Falcons, 11.7 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. And both of these athletes heading on to the next level. Abby will be going to UAH to play basketball, and Kadarius going to Georgia State to play football. So, Kadarius, we will start with you. And I've mentioned this to you before at these things, and you can grab the microphone there. You got to play with your brother, Kareem. What were those battles like, those practices like, going up against an athlete like him?
Well, I mean, my brother, he's playing college basketball, so I used to try to get out of him harder at practice. But gotcha. It was fun.
Now, when you think about this past season, you guys were a lot of fun to watch. You're one of those players who plays above the rim. Your brother could play above the rim. Charlie Champagne doing the things that he did. Going into the season, what were your expectations for your team and for yourself?
Just a win.
Just a win. Well, you guys did a lot of that this past season. Now, you play for Anthony Reed. What's it like playing for Coach Reed?
I mean, it's fun. Sometimes he get on us, but, I mean, I like Coach Reed. He's a good coach. We all learned a lot from him this year.
Now, you played in some big-time atmospheres playing 7A basketball. Of course, I remember going to both Muscle Shoals games. I know those were a lot of fun. Yes. Was that the best atmosphere that you got to play in against Muscle Shoals?
Yes, sir.
What makes those games stand out to you?
Everybody knows everybody in the gym.
Got you. It's just a rivalry, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So you're heading to Georgia State to play football.
Yes,
I want to switch gears and ask you about that. Why Georgia State? Why did you decide to go there?
Well, it was just a perfect fit for me and the coaches, and then they had a good plan for me, and I can go in and get playing time early.
Got you. So when are you reporting down there? Obviously, you'll be graduating coming up here soon.
Yeah, I start June the 1st.
June the 1st. You don't have a whole lot of time from graduation to college life, huh?
No, sir.
Have you been in the gym preparing for college workouts?
Yes, sir. They sent me a workout, so I've been on that.
Is it how much different or how much more difficult is it than your normal workout?
It's just like more reps.
Got you.
Really, and then the running is different, too.
Got you. Well, congratulations on a phenomenal senior season. You've got Abby Holly sitting beside you as well. And, Abby, you have been a mainstay of Deschler High School basketball for a really long time, playing for a coach like Coach Killen. Thinking about your senior season, how much fun did you have getting on the court with Tigers across your chest?
I had a lot of fun this season, especially since it was my senior season, that I knew it was that special season that as soon as you finish that, I mean, you're done.
Right.
So I had a lot of fun with the girls. It was a great new group, and the girls brought fun to practice every day. Coach Killen brought fun. It was definitely a fun senior season.
you talked about a new group. You had a lot of young players that came out there, and you really had to sort of transform your game a little bit, asked to score more points than we've seen from you in the past. Was that a tough transition for you to make?
At first it was, because I've had so many great players in front of me that I knew that would get the job done, and I would just be, you know, more of a straight point guard passer. Mm-hmm. But this year I knew that I would have to come in and score more, and it was difficult at first. But as soon I got the hang of it pretty well and knew that I had to do my job, so I had to do it.
Now, you signed to continue playing basketball at UAH. Why UAH?
Like he said, I love the coaches, and I didn't want to go too far. An hour is just good for me. But I love the girls. I love the school. But, yep.
All right, so thinking back to your senior season, what game, what moment stood out to you most in your mind?
I would say West Limestone or Wilson. West Limestone, we were so hot from the threes, and the atmosphere with our crowd, knowing that we're making those shots, were huge. And Wilson game, we were down 10. Coming back from that game was huge.
Well, it has been a lot of fun to watch both of you play basketball throughout the course of your careers. Congratulations to both of you signing to go on and play at the next level, and best of luck to both of you as well, okay? Your Week 8 players, Abby Holly and Kadarius Thompson. Moving on from there, Week 9.
Week 9, Sydney Maynard, Lauderdale County High School. J.P. Robinson, Deschler High School.
You take a look at what Sydney Maynard accomplished her junior season at Lauderdale County. 10 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 2 steals per game, and 2 assists per game. And J.P. Robinson at Deschler High School, 20 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, shot 42% from the 3-point line, and also averaged 3 steals per game. Now, I haven't seen J.P. There he is. J.P.'s on his way up here. So we will get started asking Sydney a few questions. I'll go ahead and hand you this, Sydney. Obviously, you play for a guy like Brant Llewellyn. Well, not a guy like Brant Llewellyn. You play for Brant Llewellyn. What's it like playing for Coach Lou?
He's really fun to play for. He pushes us, and he holds us to a high standard. You know, he's always had players that are really good. So even if he knows that we're not so good, he still holds us to a really high standard, and he's fun to play for, and he makes it fun. So
now, coming into the season, obviously playing girls basketball at Lauderdale County, that is – it comes with expectations. I'll say it that way. Now, you guys lost a lot of talented seniors over the past couple of years. So going into the year, we didn't know what Lauderdale County basketball was going to look like, but you guys most certainly did. You had a phenomenal season. Talk about playing with those girls and how much fun you had this past year.
This year was really fun because going into the season, it started off really rocky, and we didn't win a lot of games, but we kept pushing and making ourselves better throughout practice every day. And when it came time for county and area, you know, we pushed ourselves and we got to Hanceville, and, you know, we made it farther than people ever thought we would make it. So, I mean, we were proud of ourselves for just doing that.
Now, if you could go back this season and relive one moment during the year, what would that moment be?
Definitely the Lexington game, the area championship, when Hannah Tate hit that game winner. It was really fun. The atmosphere was really fun. The game was fun. And it's a fun game.
Now, let me ask you this. What has basketball taught you about life? I know that's a tough question. That's the first time I've asked that. But what has basketball taught you about life?
Probably don't be selfish. Like, I mean, you're not selfish in basketball. It's a team sport.
Don't be selfish works. Just don't be selfish.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
Well, I wasn't good at basketball, so I never learned that lesson. So I guess, you know, whatever. All right. Congratulations, Sydney. Now, we'll ask JP a few questions. And JP, you are actually our reigning Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year from last season. And going into this season, we had high expectations for you. I know you had high expectations for yourself. When you think about this past year playing for Coach Pounders at Deschler, what did it mean to you? Did you guys want to go into that season and prove a point to somebody?
Yeah, we was favorite to go farther than what we used to. I mean, what we went, but I mean, it is what it is.
When you think about this past year, obviously you have a lot of talent on the floor with Kevon, and you think about all the different guys that I could name. I could go through your entire roster, but you stand out. There's something special about you. What do you think it is that's special about J.P. Robinson?
I just want it more than the kids that I play with.
You want it more than the kids you play with?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, obviously, you've played at Deschler for the past few seasons. What does Deschler basketball mean to you?
I mean, it's my city. They took me in. I mean, they love me. I love playing for them.
Now, obviously, your dad has a big influence on your life. Talk about his influence on you with the game of basketball.
I mean, even if I do something good, he always that guy like, oh, you didn't do nothing.
He won't let you get too high, is what you're saying. All right, when you think back to your senior season, was there a certain game, a certain moment that stood out to you?
I mean, I just try to play all the games like it was my last. I mean, like the last one that we played, I wish we would have won it, but it just went the opposite way.
Talk about some of the battles that you had this past season with guys, whether it was Florence or Muscle Shoals, Mark Sears, Charlie Champagne. Talk about some of the battles that you had with some guys that you felt may have been close to your level.
Obviously, Mark Sears. I mean, all the guys at Florence. I mean, we all know each other real close, and we just try to go at each other so we can get the last laugh.
Bragging rights, right? Yeah. Everybody wants bragging rights. Well, our Week 9 Players of the Week are J.P. Robinson and Sydney Maynard. Congratulations to you both. Now, Sydney, you've got another year, right, coming back for another year. And, J.P., best of luck to you and whatever's next for you, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
Your Week 9 Players, J.P. Robinson and Sydney Maynard. And last but not least, our Week 10 Players of the Week.
Week 10, Erica Mitchell, Mars Hill Bible School, Harris Anderton, Rogers High School.
Erica Mitchell not able to attend the ceremony for us or with us tonight, but as a junior, Erica averaged 13.3 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, 3.5 steals per game, and she also had just under 2 assists per game. Harris Anderton, a mainstay at Rogers High School, 13.4 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game, and you shot 53% from the field. So, Harris, first question, you play at Rogers High School. What has it been like for you wearing Pirates across your chest?
Well, my dad, mom graduating from there, and really a lot of my family that graduated from there, it was big coming up in Rogers and getting to wear and be a Pirate.
Now, the community of Green Hill is behind whatever Rogers High School sets out to do. I mean, you guys could go out and say, you know what, today we're just going to flip a car down the road and everybody's going to show up. What has it been like for you playing there and having so many people behind you and pulling for you?
Well, even in the big games where most crowds wouldn't really have that many people come, in all the sports we had, I mean, packed stands, even the teams that we knew probably we were going to beat that weren't going to be very competitive games. And everywhere we traveled, all the fans, it was like the whole community was there with us.
Now, you played for Coach Krieger, and Coach Krieger is a fantastic guy. What has it been like playing for him throughout your career?
Well, Coach Krieger, he has always pushed me to be toward my best, and my dad's always worked with me and pushed me to be my best. And between them two, it's really, really been an honor to play under him.
Now, you're a multi-sport guy. You play football, you play basketball. And I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. Out of football, basketball, whatever else you may do, what's your favorite thing to do as far as athletics go?
By far, basketball.
By far, basketball. What are practices like at Rogers High School?
Well, basketball practices were normally, we would do, most of the time, we would do a lot of defense, a lot of run and gun kind of thing, because we did a lot of fast break type running and gun playing, that
right.
kind of thing.
All right, so you're a senior. You're done playing basketball at Rogers High School. What do you want to say to the younger players who are coming behind you, the little Pirates?
Well, I would tell them just to stay in the gym and keep working, keep pushing themselves to be the best they can.
Well, it has been an honor watching you play, calling your games the past couple seasons. Best of luck to you and whatever you decide to do next. Before I let you go, though, I got to ask you the question. Most memorable game from this past season?
Most memorable game, probably the Florence game, because we had a lot of people that really didn't think we were even going to play with them, and then it was just going to be a runaway, and all the players really got before the game, and we said, we're going to give the best we got this game, so that would probably be it.
That was pretty special for you, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, Harris, once again, congratulations, buddy, and thank you for being here tonight. We appreciate it. Harris Anderton, along with Erica Mitchell, our Week 10 Players of the Week. Time for us to take another timeout, 2 minutes back at the station. When we come back, we will be crowning our Buffalo Wild Wings Players of the Year. Welcome back into our Fox Sports Old Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year ceremony. We're going to be naming our Players of the Year here in just a moment. But I would like to thank all of you for being here today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And thank you to the seniors who allowed us to be a part of your season this season. Thank you to the coaches who also allowed us to be a part of your season. We want to congratulate once again our University Chevy Buick GMC Scholar Athletes, Avery Glover and Justin Timmons. All right, you guys ready to find out who the Girl Player of the Year is? All right, a collective yes from the crowd. All right, we'll take it there. Your Buffalo Wild Wings Player of the Year for girls from Calvert Heights High School, Emma James. And we're going to ask Emma's basketball coach if he will join us up here as well. Now, Emma, I've already asked you a couple questions, but, of course, it's my job to ask you more, so I'm going to ask you some more questions. Now, you did a lot this season. As I mentioned, to remind people, 24.7 points per game, the first 20-win season in school history. You broke or tied 9 school records. Did you set out this season to say, I'm going to make sure the name Emma James is always in the hallways of Calvert Heights High School?
Well, we worked really hard this season, and my dad really worked with me. He never told me no anytime I asked him to come rebound for me. It didn't matter if it was early or late. He never told me no, so he really pushed me, and I'm thankful for him.
Now, look, I've got to apologize, okay? Of course, Chuck and I have known for a while that you were going to be the Player of the Year. You guys were and hopefully I'm not betraying any confidences, but you guys were supposed to go watch the Warriors and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis, and you turned that down to be here. That's dedication. Talk about your dedication to Calvert Heights High School in all sports. I mean, you do it all.
Yeah, Calvert Heights means a lot to us. It runs in the family from generation to generation. So just making sure that the legacy continues is a really big part of why I work so hard.
Now, of course, you've got your dad and your coach up here. Coach James, we want to ask you a couple questions. Now, obviously, Emma would be a special player if she wasn't your daughter. But being your daughter, what does it mean to you to see her accomplish so much throughout her life?
Well, I'm just glad to see that her hard work and everything she's put into it's paying off. She played volleyball, and after volleyball practice, we'd stay and shoot. And a lot of times after a game, we would stay, let the gym clear out, and we'd shoot. So I'm just thankful that she's got the work ethic that she's got, and glad it's paid off for her.
Being a coach and a dad at the same time, were there any tough moments for you throughout her sporting career? Was there anything that was like, man, this is tough for me to do, but I would have to do it to another player if she wasn't my daughter?
Yeah, we knew going into the season that she was going to have to take a majority of the shots. So most of the plays that we ran were designed to get her shots. I mean, a lot of times I would run her off of 2 or 3 screens just to get the ball in her hand, and then once she got the ball, we'd set her a ball screen. So I'm thankful for her teammates. We never had anybody complain about her taking the majority of the shots, and they did their roles by setting screens and getting putbacks and taking open shot when they had it. So everything just seemed to work out.
What do you think a player like Emma has meant to Calvert Heights throughout the course of her career and going forward?
Well, I'm just glad that maybe the younger ones can see how hard she's worked at it, and they'll continue to do the same, and hopefully that hard work will pay off too.
Well, Coach, thank you for being here tonight. Emma, congratulations. Our Buffalo Wild Wings Girls Player of the Year, Emma James. Congratulations, Emma. And last but not least, our Buffalo Wild Wings Fox Sports Shoals Boys Player of the Year from Muscle Shoals High School, Mark Sears. Now, of course, unfortunately, Mark could not be here tonight, but his numbers speak for themselves. 22.5 points per game, 4.6 assists per game, 8.1 rebounds per game, and really led his team to a Final Four appearance. The Muscle Shoals Trojans had a phenomenal season. Mark, without a doubt, one of the best rebounding guards I've ever seen play the game of basketball in my entire life. And let me tell you, neither the boys nor the girls' race was a close race. Chuck and I talk about this all season long for you people who don't know. We talk about who's going to be our player of the year all season long. And it is never an easy decision for us. It comes down to just a couple days before when Chuck and I decide who is going to be our player of the year. Last year, of course, it was the same way, and it's been that way for the past couple seasons. I would imagine it will continue to be that way. But your boys' player of the year, Muscle Shoals own Mark Sears, and of course, Calvert Heights own Emma James is your Girls Player of the Year. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. Of course, we plan on continuing to do this. We will do our football during the fall, and we will do basketball again, hopefully coming next spring. For Chuck Hammer, who helped put this thing together, our sales staff, and, of course, Anna Lee, who was running the thing for us, and Hannah back in the studio. I've been Jordan Campbell. I want to thank you once again, and I'm ready for some more basketball coming up next season.